But you have to understand that until you have this happen, it's difficult to believe that it will happen. We had had vigorous protests, really vigorous protests, in which, you know, students would walk a gauntlet to get into an interview, hooting and jeering people. But yet we preserved the integrity of free access. And there had been no violence on any campus, really. In cities, beginning, yeah, but not in on any campus. That's true. And so my assumption, our assumption, police assumption, so on, was that the most that would happen is that people would go limp and force us to remove them and have them arrested for civil disobedience, kind of, again, bearing witness. None of us had calculated that there would be violence. And incidentally, the violence was started by people who attacked the police as they entered. That's what caused the panic and so on. The police were severely outnumbered and did panic, in my view. So in hindsight, you know, the Commerce was a bad place, and we immediately moved subsequent interviews over to the field house, for that matter, where we could maintain security. But there was still, you know, the need, I guess, to experience what had not been experienced before having that kind of wisdom. you know, one did not assume that students would behave in that way.